I've always wanted to return to Vermont. I've always known that I would come home. It's always been my home.
You announced that you were exploring a run for lieutenant governor in next year's election. That sounds like you haven't formally announced yet.
No, I have. I am exploring the opportunity, and lieutenant governor is certainly on the table.
People are looking at this, and the first thing that has cropped up is that the Secretary of State is saying, well, we're not sure you're eligible. What do you know about the eligibility? I understand that you have consulted with Paul Gillies.
Yes. I'm a Vermonter. I was born a Vermonter. I was raised a Vermonter. I've woken up every day of my life as a Vermonter. And I've consulted with the state's leading election law attorney, Paul Gillies, and I'm quite confident that I meet the residency requirements.
Garrett, why do you want to be lieutenant governor?
I want to be lieutenant governor because I want to make sure that future generations of Vermonters have the same opportunities that I had when I was growing up in Vermont. And I believe that Vermont faces very real, very major structural challenges over the next generation. And I want to make sure that Vermont remains a vibrant and exciting place, a national leader on issues from energy to healthcare to technology, but at the same time ensure that Vermont preserves the aspects of it that make it so unique and so special, and make sure that the children of the next generation have the opportunity to enjoy the same wonderful state that I grew up in.
There are other candidates in the race. What sets you apart from them?
I believe I have a unique experience having spent the last decade looking at the technological revolutions that are changing the world and understanding how that will affect Vermont's future, I believe, is key to trying to map a path forward for the state.
How well have you been able to follow the intricacies of most of the issues that Vermont faces when you really have been living in Washington, even though you do say, I am a Vermonter?
I've always remained connected to Vermont and always remained a Vermonter, and I talk all of the time to people across the state, and I'm back regularly and believe very strongly in Vermont's future.
What sorts of issues would you want the lieutenant governor to focus on and be a priority?
I believe the role of lieutenant governor in Vermont is an important convener, someone who can bring people together to have conversations to help shape the dialogue about the future of the state. And as lieutenant governor, I would focus on ensuring that Vermont's economy is serving as much of the state as it possibly can. I think Vermont is in danger of sort of seeing the state's economy split apart, with parts of the state remaining very prosperous and thriving while other parts of the state fall behind. And I want to make sure that as someone who grew up in Vermont and went to Vermont public schools, that those schools and those communities remain just as vibrant and as exciting as when I was growing up.
Garrett, obviously you haven't even formally announced yet, and you do have the eligibility come up. Do you have any concerns that that will be a major problem at all?
I'm very confident I meet the residency requirements, and I'm excited to continue my conversations with people across the state.
If Graff formally mounts a campaign for Vermont Lieutenant Governor, he will face a primary against fellow Democrats Keisha Rahm, Brandon Riker, and State Senator David Zuckerman, who said this week that he will formally announce his campaign in December. Republican Randy Brock is also seeking the position, which is open because incumbent Republican Phil Scott is seeking the governor's office. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.